We are working very diligently. That's what we're trying to do right now. So, you know, all this started at about 6:30, 6:45 this evening. We got reports of outages happening in the west side of Manhattan. We're looking at the areas from Columbus Circle to Rockefeller. And then at about maybe 8 o'clock, that outage number grew to about 42,700 to be exact. The cause of the outage is still under investigation. This is a situation that is unfolding itself as we speak, so we're still investigating. We're looking at possible equipment failure with one of our substations. Once we're able to get a handle on that, we can continue moving forward and get to exactly what caused the outage. In the meantime, folks that are in the middle of this outage, we ask them to go ahead and turn off your major appliances, turn off your lights, because when power is restored, we don't want you to experience a surge. You can leave, say, one light on. That way, when the power is restored, you can tell when the power is reintroduced. ETRs, they can vary, but feel free to check our outage map on ConEd.com. You can also sign up for text messages to make sure that you get alerted as to when your power is going to be restored. All those emergency buildings and hospitals, we work very closely with them. So we are working with them. A lot of them are reporting that they're running on generators, such as news stations, such as yourselves, I believe. But communication, just stay with us. Check our outage maps, and we'll try to update you as quickly as we can.
All right. Now, of course, you did mention that you are working to figure out what exactly caused this large outage. And I understand that things are fluid right now, and you're still trying to establish the cause. However, we were told that it was described as a major disturbance, possibly at a substation on West 49th Street. Is it accurate to call that a major disturbance, whatever that means?
Well, you know, information gets released, you know, from different organizations, and I'm not sure where you're getting your information from. But from our standpoint, you know, we're looking at a possible equipment failure at one of our substations. And once we're able to narrow down the exact cause, we can go ahead and share that information. But for immediacy purposes, what's happening right now, the goal is to restore the power, and that's what we must do. The beauty about the grid with Manhattan is that if you think of power, it just doesn't flow one way. Power can be redirected in different areas. So that's what makes the grid with Manhattan quite unique. If it's not flowing one way, you can redirect it another way.
Okay, Sydney Alvarez from Con Ed. We will, of course, be keeping in touch with you this evening to get the latest on the situation with our giant power outage in Manhattan tonight. But thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Absolutely. And we always stress this, safety first, not only for our workers, but for the general public. So please, I know it might get a little repetitive, but check on your neighbors. Make sure that they're doing okay, all right?
All right, very good. Thank you for that information, Sydney Alvarez from Con Ed.